everyone.
Hi, guys.
It's another episode of
this Couch Click
little podcast we have. So, I just want to ask you, friend, how are you?
Sis, I'm sick. As you guys can hear, like,
we're both a bit under the weather.
We're
tired. Hey. Anyway, let's introduce ourselves. My name is Cynical Cassandra.
Ooh.
I'm Cynical Cassandra this whole week. I've been cynical. And you?
Why are you being cynical, sis?
Because, girl, I'm tired. And girl, everything seems like it's not going well.
Listen. But anyway,
and who are you, sis?
Girl, I'm Lizzo. Period.
And that's just a fact.
That's just that.
Period. So let's just jump straight into the episode. Thank you.
Yes.
Hello, guys. Welcome back again.
Welcome.
So we're going to go into our pops or flops. But before that, we really want to say thank you so much for the feedback.
Yes, guys. We're so appreciative. Like, we really, really love you guys for listening. Thank you so much. We didn't really know how many people were going to listen. I mean, we were like, yeah, one or two people listen. Cool, great.
I was actually really, like, excited. One person listened.
I was
screaming.
You know?
And then turns out, like, a lot of people listened to it.
Yeah.
And I'm just so thankful for you guys our work. Thank you for our friends.
Yes, our friends. Shout out to our friends.
Because they really were, like, promoting us.
And yeah.
I was like, first of all, y'all are not even getting paid
to
do this, and y'all are doing this, and it's so nice. And
we
thank
love you
so much, guys.
Yes.
But let's just get straight into the mess.
The pops, the flops.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So our first one this week,
Cardi B
is coming to the home, South Africa. She's coming to South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
She is coming in June, you guys. I'm actually so mad, but okay.
Yeah, because you.
Yeah, I'm not going to be there.
Yeah.
She's coming in June for the Castle Light Unlock concert.
Listen to this amazing thing. So,
dude,
they announced her yesterday.
Yes.
Because today is Friday, so yesterday was Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So around 3 p.m. And then literally 4 hours after that, the early bird tickets were sold out.
Guys,
4 hours after that,
literally, people were like, can't miss this.
Like,
can't miss this.
I mean, Miss Borichello's here.
I mean, dude,
why not?
Everyone knows Cardi B.
So, if you guys have money, please give it to us
because
want to go to Ticketbook Dome in Johannesburg on the 12th of June to see Miss Borichello.
I'm
perform,
so mad.
You know?
I'm so mad.
And she was so cool, too, when she, after it was announced, she was like, people, please, teach me about South Africa.
She wants to know. She wants to be comfortable when she gets there. Like,
other
I don't want to offend anyone. You know?
Like, you know, like, she's trying to be not ignorant in a way.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that because you know how these artists come here? They're all like, I want to wear dashiki and be African. Girl, chill,
literally,
okay?
You could just wear your denim jeans.
Exactly, so just
literally,
chill.
You can calm down.
And then next...
So that's a pop.
Yeah, that's a pop.
A
definite pop. Oh, girl.
Ooh.
And then next on the mess, after that we have... Wow, okay.
Wow.
So this was very... You know, it's close to my heart because it's gender-based violence. But anyway, after the Sona, the EFF leader, Julius Malema, has tried to apologize to Cyril Ramaphosa.
I love saying his name.
For the accusations about the domestic abuse that Cyril how Cyril Ramaphosa was domestically abusing his late ex-wife, Nomazizi. And this was during like a dispute between the two leaders.
In parliament.
Yeah, in parliament.
Yeah.
And they were basically just throwing around accusations to gain a stance in the political space that they were in.
Mm.
And this just brings such a distasteful mouth... distasteful taste in my mouth.
Yeah.
Horrible taste in my mouth because it's another show of men in high powers using things like gender-based violence...
Like it's just nothing.
...as an advantage in an argument. When in fact they are abusers.
They are abusers.
Plus they aren't really sorry about what they're doing.
They're not.
Plus, it's just to gain points in an argument. So, that was
I feel like he was just, I really don't understand Julius Malema sometimes. I'm like, well...
Even then,
though. Not say sometimes, I'm just like, all the time. I don't understand that man.
Even then, though, I understand maybe he was in anger, but fuck that.
But
like,
you don't go around, boasting.
Also, he had people accuse him.
Yeah, so I heard about that, his wife.
But shame, I like what he said, because he said on Twitter that he is prepared to literally drop everything. Stop being an MP. Stop leading EFF if there's even a molecule of evidence against him. So, which is a thing that a lot of leaders would never do.
But so, do you think you'd do it for real if there was evidence? Because I want to see him be like, okay, guys, let me just let this go.
I don't know, girl.
All the money.
Girl, I don't
That's
know.
What he cares about. He just really...
But, yeah. This is a flop.
It's a definite flop.
Especially, like, so much has been happening in 2020. Like,
and it's only February. This is the thing that's shocking me.
It's only February.
And this is what's so very confusing to me.
I mean, the whole King... I was going to say King Cole. Kobe Bryant's death.
Yes.
And the aftermath. The way people are discussing his rape.
Yes.
Accusation and, you know, all of that. But we're obviously not going to get into it because we have an episode to finish.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are going to take a quick break and we're going to come
back,
with the main topic. We're back again, everyone.
Back again. I just wanted to say that.
I know, it's so tempting. Before we even start, I just want to apologize to Beyonce fans.
Girl, go ahead.
Because last time when we were doing the episode and we were talking about the Queen.
The Queen.
We forgot to mention I Am Sasha Fierce.
How dare we?
I mean, I don't like the album that much.
Yes. She said this.
I will stand in my truth. But that doesn't mean that it does not deserve to be
on the list.
You know, on the list. Yes. So I apologize to fans.
Yes.
So before that, let's go into this week's topic. So this week or to why do we keep on saying this week?
Because it is this week though. Well,
it's a month.
Okay, this it's month.
Let's say this episode.
Okay, this episode.
Okay, in this episode. Okay.
Yeah, this episode.
So in this episode is gonna be a little serious from the last time. We're gonna speak about mental health in society and our views of mental health.
We're speaking about this topic because we actually talk about it like
all the time.
All the time, just like with each other.
Yeah. So I'm gonna define what mental health is first. Yeah. So mental health is a person's condition with regard to their psychological and emotional well-being. So basically, you know, taking care of yourself, making sure that your brain is not dusty and musty and crusty, you know, and different ways. But before we go into mental health, we're going to speak about mental illnesses that have kind of affected our generation and ourselves.
Yeah.
So one of the...
The
illnesses, one is depression and anxiety.
So the definition of depression is feelings of severe despondency and dejection, along in severe recession. What is recession?
Yeah.
In an economy or market. Okay, let's not talk about that one. Okay, the first definition. Okay, the first definition. Yeah. Okay. Anxiety, another definition of anxiety, is a feeling of worry, nervousness, or unease about something with an uncertain outcome.
So I feel like a lot of us, well, myself, I know.
Yes.
I've experienced anxiety so many times.
Yeah,
even this year, I'm actually anxious as we speak.
Yeah,
but depression is a topic that I am not prepared to talk about with people, like in terms of my own depression.
Yeah,
you know, but it's something that I feel like affects us all in a way, but depending on like who we are surrounded by and the causes of it. Are sensitive at times, so we aren't really prepared to speak about it.
Okay, key facts that I found from the World Health Organization about depression is the following. Depression is a common mental disorder. Globally, more than 264 million people of all ages suffer from depression. That is scary.
That is a scary fact.
That is very scary. Another one is depression is the leading cause of disability worldwide and is a major contributor to the overall global burden of disease.
I did not know that.
So depression, guys, I don't understand people who play around with depression.
Okay.
I'm going to carry on. More women, which this doesn't shock me because I've heard this before. More women are affected by depression than men.
Mm-hmm.
And depression can lead to suicide, which we all know.
Yes.
There are effective psychological and
pharmacological
treatments for moderate and severe depression.
Okay.
like I said, guys, obviously the very big scary statistic is that 264 million people are affected
by depression. By this,
you know what I'm saying? They say that depression is different from usual mood fluctuations and short-lived emotion responses to challenges in everyday, especially when long-lasting and with moderate or severe intensity. Depression may become a serious health condition. For me, I'm like Miolo. I don't want to speak about my own personal.
Okay. But like, we're gonna do like an overview.
Yeah.
So, how I got to know about depression is that it's not just sadness; it's something that continues all the time.
Yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily stem from like these horrible, horrible stories. Yes, people who live horrible, poor lives or whatever the fact may be, do somewhat like suffer from some kind of depression. But what I've noticed is that as a society, we've kind of made or evaluated different or people's depressions.
Yeah.
So, for example, if you aren't living this poor life and you have parents, both of them,
yeah,
live a great life, so why are you depressed?
Or your depression isn't that serious,
you know? So things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually one of the points that we're going to speak about today,
yeah,
which is the relationship that society has with mental illnesses and, yeah, mental health. But then with anxiety, have you found any facts?
With anxiety, I found that, okay. Oh, there it is. Okay. Anxiety disorders are the most common mental illness in the U.S. So that's obviously,
yeah,
affecting 40 million adults in the United States, your states, age 18 and older, or 18.1% of the population every year.
Mm.
Anxiety disorders are highly treatable, yet only 36.9% of those suffering receive treatment, which is just wow.
Yeah.
People with anxiety disorder are 3 to 5 times more likely to go to the doctor and 6 times more likely to be hospitalized for psychiatric disorders than those who do not suffer from anxiety disorders. Anxiety disorders develop from a complex set of risk factors, including genetics, brain chemistry, personality, and life events.
You know, so anxiety too, as I've said, we have kind of, Sumi and I have stories about how we're anxious. So anxiety is something that I feel like we all experience, but yeah, in different lengths or strengths. Not everyone, like, it depends, like, if it's borderline anxiety or just, you know, anxious about something. And anxiety is a stress that you feel towards something, like, oh my gosh, I'm so anxious about my maths test, or I'm so anxious about getting to a team, or whatever the case may be.
Which, by the way, like, people will be like, oh, that's not real anxiety.
Yeah.
The depression.
Yeah. It's valid.
It's
your kind of, and it also falls under one of the things that we want to speak about, which is the society's relationship with depression and anxiety and other mental illnesses. So, as we've said, that society has a way of kind of shunning people with mental illnesses.
Mm.
Secondly, society has a way of weighting types of illnesses.
I was trying to think of the word.
Me too. And also, some, like, I've only seen it happen in the recent years, though, that we're kind of becoming more aware of what mental illnesses have. We said at the first point, how people are ostracized for having mental illnesses. Do you have any experiences about that?
For instance, I remember, I don't know if you guys know, you guys probably know, I was watching a show called Grown-ish, and the topic of that episode was mental health, and they were at this party. So, I don't know what the party's called, but, like, when they wear headphones and they only hear... that kind of party.
Yes.
And this guy is, like, so greeting people and, like, saying, okay, bye. Like, he's leaving the party.
Yes.
And they're all saying bye to him. So, he leaves the party, goes to his room. Turns out he tried to kill himself in his room. Okay.
Okay.
Now, they all couldn't hear, obviously, because they're wearing all the headphones, right? But one of his friends, like, caught him, whatever, and called the ambulance. One of they just saw. Sorry, guys. They just saw an ambulance arrive. Yeah.
It's called a silent rave silent disco.
Silent rave. Yeah. Okay. And they just saw by ambulances rushing in or whatever, and then they only realized then that okay, something's going on.
Yes.
But the moral of what I'm saying is, one of the guys was like, okay, I don't know, you know, I've seen his posts recently.
Yeah.
And he's posting like about sad things, but I just, you know, swipe through it, like whatever, it is what it is. Okay. Whatever. Which,
yeah,
to be honest, we all sometimes do. We see like suspect things and we're like, okay, whatever. It's just probably like song lyrics or whatever. You know what I mean? And he was like, maybe it's a sad boy. Something that I learned watching that. Something called the sad boy wave, where people say, just because rappers are coming out that they have depression now, people are also saying that they have depression, which really for me is mind-boggling how someone would lie about
having depression.
But okay, so for me it's just like, why do we have to be like, oh, this person, well, okay, for me as a person,
ask the question first.
I was gonna say, but why do you have to say, but this person is going to, how do we know when someone is going through depression and not going through depression? But then I just realized that I just said, why would someone lie about depression?
Yeah.
And I was gonna say, but like I said, how does someone know or not know when someone's going through depression?
So first of all, I feel like it's not of your business.
That is a good fact. Yes.
It has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Also, I kind of get why we wouldn't be saying, oh, hey, why are you posting this lyric, is everything okay? There's a difference between asking is everything okay and asking why are you posting this lyrics.
Yeah.
So for example, if someone were to post something really sad, I'll be like, okay, I'm just checking up on you.
Are you okay?
And I'm not a kind of person to ask, are you okay? I don't like asking that. Mm. I just rather say I'm just checking up on you. And then if you say, yeah, I'm cool, then cool, great, moving on. And then I have been seeing the sad boy wave, but I don't really view it as people acting as though they're depressed. I see it as people just airing out their actual feelings,
like feeling safer or comfortable.
Yes, but at the same time, I've seen guys, you know, and this maybe, I don't know how this sounds, but I've seen guys like partake in the sad boy wave. But then when you really get to know them, there really isn't any depth to what they are sad about. But then again, it goes back to that thing of we are weighing people's
sadness or depression.
So I just feel like it's just a way of airing out your grievances in a public space, and people actually seeing, wow, okay, cool, you're going through something, and we understand what you're going through.
And I also feel like we do that to ourselves.
Yes.
Like, oh, I'm not cutting myself, so I'm not really depressed.
Yeah.
Or I'm not, you know, trying to commit suicide, so I'm not really depressed.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
Because I know for me, when I went to a psychologist and they told me that I was going through anxiety. And I was like, nah, I'm not really anxious or whatever. I don't have anxiety. Because I really personally didn't know the actual definition of anxiety.
Yes.
And I didn't think I had it. I was like, there's no way I'm like, whatever. It's not like other people, so there's no way I have it. And then they were like, no, sis, like, you're anxious. You know?
Also, so then, like, it also goes, like, another point is that society isn't, well, it's only been recent years, as I said, but society isn't really that informed.
We are, you know.
About mental illnesses, and I see it in the way that we see ourselves as people who may be suffering from some kind of mental
illness,
whatever. And like the way that we kind of devalue our feelings, and also how we, like, I used to be this person, like, I used to be high on positivity, like, oh my gosh, yes, this is happening, but oh my gosh, I'm gonna beat this, I'm good. But now I'm like, girl, you know what, it's fine to recognize and acknowledge that you're feeling this way, but you can also be positive. And maybe one, like this week, I was cynical the whole week, but it's like, fine, whatever. Next week I'm gonna be cool. So it's fine to validate and value your feelings at the moment that you feel them. So I feel like society, we need to kind of get to a point where we're like, you know what, these feelings matter, and they have a space for everyone.
I feel like maybe because maybe we're not informed enough, because maybe it was taboo to kind of speak about
especially mental health. For a Black community.
Yes.
Which is also one of the points that we have here, which is how marginalized communities are affected or are still battling with mental illnesses or mental health.
Yeah, yeah.
But let's just go quickly into the relationship that family and friends, well, I feel like it goes well with, like, society, society, but the relationships we form with friends and families while we are experiencing some kind of mental illness or while we are trying to gain mental health.
Yeah.
So, for example, when I was going through my thing, what I was going through, I found solidarity and just, I found peace and quiet and advice and love and positivity and all these fuzzy good feelings from people around me, my friends. My friends especially, because I'm not a person, I'm not a very family oriented person. Like, I love my mother, love my sister, love my family, whatever, but it is what it is, you know. But I'm more, I love my friends, and I know people will be like, "Oh, yo, you rely too much on friends. You're gonna stab, backstab."
Oh gosh,
whatever. And like, I understand that, like, but it's always at the back of my mind.
Can we like promote good friends?
Like there please, are good friends out here. Like, not everyone's gonna hurt you. Jeez. And we like people, like on a side note, people will really project the bad friendships onto people. Like, you'll be out here posting your friend, loving them, and be like, oh, next time, what if this happens and then they do
it? Does she really have your bag?
Like,
are you sure she's like,
yes, she does.
She does have my bag. Like, what do you mean?
So, just because you have a bad friend doesn't mean
we all have bad friends. Like, literally.
You need to choose better friends.
Exactly.
Okay.
Wow.
But let's get back to it. Like, I found peace and love from my friends. They were always there for me. And I remember when I was telling them, like, girls, this is what's going on. Because I'm a person who hides, like, I don't say things. I only say them at a later stage when they're, like, worse. Like, it's like,
oh my gosh, I'm the same.
The ride is rocky. That's when I start speaking, like, girls, the road is rough, okay? It's tough, Archer. When I'm crying and whatever, they're like, where is this coming from?
Yeah.
But they're like, you know what, we love you so much. And we will love you through this if we can in any way. Like, tell us what you need. And it has always been like that. It's always been a space of affirming me in anything. Like, my friends have never told me I suck or, like, not even, if it's like, it's in a joke. Like, a joke is a joke. Like, I'm a person who knows what a joke and whatnot. But their jokes, like, we know what jokes are. We know what it's not funny. Yeah. And we talk about things all the time. So I'm really grateful for my group of fans. And I know who they are. You know, you guys know who you are.
Y'all know who y'all are.
Y'all fucking bitches. All of y'all.
Y'all know who y'all are.
Y'all know who. And Somi too. Yes. Because Somi is like my rock. And
shout out to me, all guys.
So yeah, guys, that's how we have kind of. Okay, you go with your friends. Yeah.
For me, I'm...
Because, by the way, guys, so many of our friends, but we don't really have the same friend groups.
But I love Yona's friends. But I'm saying, for me, you know this.
Yeah.
I'm not the type to share everything. Yeah. Like, no. I'm the kind of person, guys, that's like...
Can I just disclaim something?
Yeah.
In case you hear, like, us moving, we are so comfortable. Like...
I'm out here, guys.
On top of the bed.
Literally. Literally.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, I was saying was, like, for me, I'm the type of person that's like, you know, the happy one all the time, the making jokes, da da da.
Yeah.
You know, smiling, da da da. You know, I'm that person.
Mm.
But for me, I've never been the kind of person that's like, okay, guys, you know, I'm sad, or I don't feel good today, or whatever. You see me that I'm not okay. I just keep quiet.
Shut down. Yeah.
And I talk a lot. So for something to make me keep quiet, then it's deep. Really deep. So that's how I guess, tell my friends or process it. That's how I tell. That's how they know about, okay, Somi's not okay today. But to be honest, like, I don't like people being like, you know, tell me. Like, people that I don't tell already.
Yes.
to be like, what's wrong? Then I'd just be like, no, nothing's wrong. Because I don't, not that I don't want to tell, okay, I don't want to tell them. Yeah, I don't want to tell them. But I just want to tell them, like, not them. Yeah. Mm. It's just, I want the people that already know where it stems from.
Yes.
To be like, girl, what's going on? Then I'd be like, girl, it happened again. Today is the day.
It's another rough one.
You know what I mean?
Another rough one.
I'm ringing at the top to be like, you know, guys, hey, I'm not okay. No, I'm not that person. Because for me, it's weird. But for me, I just feel like any type of, oh, she's sad feelings makes me weak. And as I say this, it sounds stupid. Yeah. But dead ass, guys, I literally feel this way. Like, I'm like, okay, today, even if you're not okay, it's cool, whatever. Don't show them. Whatever. It's cool.
I feel like it also goes back to that whole thing of how we value our illnesses, right?
Mm.
We kind of see ourselves as weak, as incompetent to do anything because we are, like, feeling the way that we're feeling that day.
Yeah.
And you know what? I actually want us to go to one of the topics that we have here,
mm-hmm.
which is the different marginalized communities that battle with mental illnesses. Mm-hmm. So we amazingly and fortunately happen to be Black.
Listen.
And women.
The
girls.
Blessed vibes coming out of this.
But, you know, as you know, with coming with Blackness and womanhood, we do suffer some really
undeserved, I guess.
And just pathetic kind of injustices. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if we're going to speak about marginalized groups, we're just going to speak about our lived experiences because we don't have
the knowledge of the
what
right
to be,
about.
For example, like the queer community, they also experience extremely, heartbreakingly injustice.
When I read things, I'm like, how?
You know, how do these people live, you know? But it's not our lived experience, and we don't, therefore we can't say anything, really, but we do acknowledge, and the stress, especially as straight people who uphold a system that continues to ostracize them and treat them in a horrible way.
Bad is a small word.
Horrible.
Disgusting.
Heinous, inhumane, like, those very disgusting ways that we treat them. So anyway, I was going to speak about the way that the Black community treats mental health.
Mm.
So I'm going to bring in maybe, like, the way that I never knew what depression was until I got into high school.
Mm.
So because it was never a thing, like, the only time I ever saw a therapist's office or say a room or whatever was on TV, and
literally,
it was always a white man who had problems about, literally, which is valid.
Oh, the old money.
Yeah, it's valid, but
it's valid,
but he always had problems about his
money.
But
I just never felt represented.
You know, I never even knew what was happening. I was like, okay, a woman is writing down and a man is talking. So interview.
Interview.
Okay.
Literally.
But, you know, as now I got into high school, I was like, I'm feeling something inside of me, and I don't know what it is. And I felt so, what's the word? Discouraged in a way, or disempowered, or disempowered. I didn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
I was struggling. I don't know what's going on. I'm feeling this feeling, and it's within me, but I don't know how to deal with it because I've never been able or been taught. So I was rocking with this feeling, and it just kept on getting worse.
It is what it is.
Got to grade 10, and things just started, like, things just skyrocketed from there.
Yeah.
So then that was when I told my mom, like, this is what's going on.
Mm.
And fortunately, my mom, because we are so, my mom and I aren't close, but, like, she loves me.
Yeah.
That's what I know. So she was like, girl, what's going on? I'm taking you to the fucking psychologist. You know? And then I went there, sorted my thing out, whatever. I'm not saying that I've healed completely.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh. But I am a rep for psychologists. Please, guys. Please do attend therapy. Please. But anyway.
Please, guys.
But anyway, I became aware of how people in my family have dealt with things like this. Because I come from a very typical Black family, I'm going to say
we
that.
We basically sweep things under the rug.
Like, sweep things under the rug.
Literally.
It happens, we move on. And I've always been amazed by how we've always been able to do that. Like, just things happen and we just, what's going on? Like, no one is doing anything about it. So I've always been amazed by how we've always lived like that as Black people. But then I take it back to our history, the way that we have suffered for centuries. And I kind of understand where that coping mechanism comes from, because in the past we had so many things to deal with, like for example, getting beat up because of my skin color,
just because I'm Black,
or not finding a job because I'm Black, or living in a homeland because I'm Black, not being able to use a certain amenity because I'm Black. So we were dealing with so many things that things like mental health were far literally, in our brains. We didn't have the time to think about, well, I'm feeling something inside me. Yeah. So, and the extreme poverty, you know?
Yeah.
Extreme poverty that we've always lived in, and how we just never had the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think as a community one day, and I think we will get there one day, and this goes to also colored communities. This is quite prevalent in colored communities too. That one day we'll get to a place where mental health is going to be something that we talk about consistently. And I hope that as a generation, we're able to break the barriers.
Yeah, something we're comfortable around. Yes,
something to talk about. Because this whole thing of just hiding decades of trauma is really, it gets to me.
And it's, I guess it adds to the depression. And yes, it adds to the anxiety. Because you're hiding something. You don't know how to deal with it, but you're hiding it. So it becomes worse.
And I think it's generational. It's inherited. I have no doubts in my head that it is inherited. And I remember my mom and I were speaking about it. And my mom was like, you know, sometimes I look at this person in our family, our family member or whatever, and I feel like maybe if we actually took the actions to take this person to see someone, even myself, maybe things would have been different, you know? But because of just having to live a daily life of being a Black person, being poor, not having things to do, like the optimal, or live the best way of living, of just having simple bare minimum things, you don't have time.
You literally think of simply, what am I gonna eat for supper? You
simply don't have time.
What is my child gonna go to school with? Literally, and
like every day we're hearing stories about people who are raised in like in shacks, and they somehow got there. And it's like, the mental capacity to do that is astounding to me. Like, I know personally I could never. Because I don't know how what kind of depression that you go through when you're going through something like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was one of the things that we wanted to talk about, too. Do you want to add something?
Well, like I was saying, like, I guess it's also a Black, like you were saying, Black family thing. Where it's just a sweep it under the rug thing.
Yes.
I guess with me, I never would be like, oh, mom, like, this is how I feel. I'm sad about this or that. I'm just like, sis, it's the day. Go to the next day. Literally, you stay alive. Go to the next day. It is what it is. I literally never felt like, okay. I have this thing where I'll keep quiet. And I'll, like, deal with something by myself. And I'll, like, okay. And then I'll cry about it for, like, a couple of minutes or an hour. Whatever. Just cry. And then I'm, like, okay, it's over, whatever.
It's done.
At the back of my mind. Next. What's next?
Yeah.
Literally, that's how it is. And sometimes I'm, like, I don't want to tell people because I'm, like, girl, you are being a burden. Like, keep quiet. That's how you feel. Like, sis, keep it to yourself. Keep it moving. It's life. Everyone has their own things. For themselves that they're going through. So keep it to yourself, keep it going. But I realize that is so unhealthy, guys.
And I feel like that's how, as Black people, we've always
been. You know, it's like so unhealthy. And my family, we're not the type to be like, okay, guys, you know, this person is going through this. Let's help them. Also, we're not like that. We're just like, okay, going through a problem. For me, since we're like such a Christian family, it's like pray about it and then
move on.
God will fix it. And I'm like, sometimes God won't fix it. Like, I'm sad. Listen to me. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's that kind of cry out
that happens. Also, you raise an interesting point. First, like, how different genders treat the mental illnesses. So I know as women, we being South African woman is just wow. the pits of hell.
Being a woman
is the just pits of hell. And then on top of that, you're black, girl.
Black girl, you are strong.
I'm like, whoa. We are still alive. Warrior. But anyway, it raised an interesting point. I mean, as women, we have kind of always been kind of depicted as being needy, naggy, and emotionally overbearing in ways, because we show our emotions, we cry things out, and you know, I don't know what's so wrong about that. Like,
literally nothing is, though.
Do you know how relieving crying is,
dude? We were talking about that today. Like, why men should cry, literally cry, bro.
Just let them out.
Literally, it's not gay. Because I know y'all like saying everything is gay. It's not gay.
Wait, bro, did you see this guy who said, dude, loving your dad is gay?
First of all, please explain, because I'm still trying to process how that is gay.
He literally went like and made an analogy, like, a dad showing his son some love is an example of gayness because the child will learn to love men. Da 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 da. And I'm like,
what?
So, being an absent father.
So I feel like they're defending straight. They're defending two things: homophobia and defending.
But we're not talking
about deadbeats. Yeah. But we're not talking about that. Yeah. We're talking about something else now, because that's a whole other topic,
girl. But anyway, as I was saying, like, as genders, we have kind of been taught how to deal with mental illnesses in ways. But I think we have come as a generation to be like, you know what? That's whack. Cry. Do whatever you need to do to be healthy, and everyone will, not everyone, but people will accept you as you are.
Yeah. And that's a sad thing. Yeah. Not everyone.
That's a sad part. That but, is you sad know, part. You live and learn, and you know, that is what it is.
It is.
And then, we need to speak about this, social media.
That is the biggest. Mental health.
Now, I personally am not into, like, I'm not big on shunning, like, oh my gosh, social media is, like, I've found so many good things on social media, but I also found so many bad things. So it's a dual situation. Like, it has a good and a bad side to it, and that is, like, every situation in life, there's a good and a bad, but it goes in how you use it. So, as a before I even knew what depression was, I actually learned in social media. Like, it's informative. You learn about things, but it also depends the people that you follow, what you're following. So,
and what you take out of it.
So, in a way, I do feel like social media is important. But in a way, I do feel like it's not important.
It's very toxic.
It's toxic because it's an app, first of all. Calm down.
chill.
Chill. But at the same time, the things that people put out there.
Yeah.
And people... And I feel like people do it because they want to wreak havoc and see people go through the most, like, toxic and, like, really negative emotions because it makes them feel better about themselves.
Wow.
So, yeah, like, social media, it all depends on what you expose yourself to, even though this kind of sounds victim-blaming. But it is about what you expose yourself to. Do you want to add anything to that?
Social media is extremely toxic. And I feel like, yo, guys, I even do this. I'm not going to lie. I'm part of it. Like, you see a picture and you're like, oh my gosh, like, I wish that was my picture.
Exactly.
Why am I not getting 1,000 likes? Or why don't I have 1,000,000 followers?
Okay, I just want to put, I grew out of the likes.
Yeah.
And I was like, girl.
People be like, Somi, you have 100 and something follows on Instagram. I'm like, yes, I do. That's
and
great.
And then what?
That's great. All I do is stand my queen, Beyonce, period. That's why I'm there. So,
oh, by the way, happy belated birthday to Rihanna.
The queen.
We love you so another much. Another queen. Oh my gosh.
We love
you. Amazing.
Her.
Thank you for being there for me. But anyway,
literally. And then for me, what confuses me is how much people have the time out of their day to just, like, someone posts a picture to just be like, oh, you're so ugly in this picture. You literally could have scrolled past. That's all you could have done.
If it was so visually...
If,
like,
it was that disturbing to
your
eyes.
If it was so visually disturbing, like, your eyes were literally glitching and twitching, like...
I'm serious. Bro, like, you could have scrolled past it. You just had the time to go to comments, type out the message, and send it. Why? Do you not have a job?
But there are times where, like, okay, maybe a celebrity is like, the stylist is like dressing this person. Like, I get they're like, oh, the stylist okay, is doing bad. Like, by being like, you're ugly, you look like.
But like, some people,
I've seen. There's a difference between saying a person's ugly and saying the clothes they wear are ugly.
Yeah. But sometimes I'm like, okay, you don't like my clothes. Okay, you don't have to always be on my comments. Like, sis, yeah. Change your outfit. It's my outfit. I like it. Let me wear it. And then people, I've seen, okay, these are just like small things like they're ugly. I've seen someone be like, go and die. Like, literally intense things like, you should go kill yourself. You're worthless. I'm like, you really, really have something wrong with you.
Yeah. You're projecting
you
on
are
me,
projecting.
Sis. I'm just trying to live. I'm just going to be cute. And you're telling me to die, girl.
You really have deep issues.
So just let me live, okay?
Dude, people are just toxic.
But anyway, after that rant. Yeah.
Sorry, guys. It triggered.
I wanted to talk about, you know, being a woman. Because we, didn't we? Oh, we were. Maybe. But then the other thing about being a woman, though, is that you go through things like having to live with the fact that maybe anything can happen to you. Like, you can get raped, you can get killed.
That causes so much anxiety.
Yes. And it actually, like, for me, it's an actual thing. Like, I'm scared.
For me, when after I got robbed, I was like, okay, it's over.
And the way that you got robbed was scary.
The way I got robbed, after that I was like, okay, it's over. Like, everything for me is dodgy. I see a guy and I'm like, it's over.
And that's
I'm literally gonna cry.
That's how women live on a daily basis.
Literally.
Like, you're happy and scared. You're sad and scared.
Exactly.
You're eating your lunch and scared. Like, everything is and scared all the time. Like, there's no...
It doesn't matter where you are, though.
Like even when you think... And you had a safe space. I mean, no. There's so many instances we can tell you about stories about women getting killed in spaces they were like, no one even could even think. Not to say that some spaces you are like it's okay to it's get prone, raped there. But like, you know, spaces like post office, like Uyinene, like what?
I just came to fetch a package.
Like,
I literally just came to fetch a package. You could have left me alone.
And then we are told to go to, you know, self-defense classes. Like, you could just leave us alone.
Dude!
And we would not need to do that. We would be healthier people.
Dude!
And happier people.
Dude, now we have to take precautions.
Ourselves. Like, it's always us.
Because,
us.
No, like, you know, I'm the one who's the reason why.
Oh, okay,
you know,
girl.
This person
okay,
raped
girl.
Me. Wow.
Okay, girl.
Mm. Thank you so much for that. I did not know.
Yeah.
I was so dumb. Thank you so much.
And then also now, I want to speak about our views on mental health. Like, what are the things that we do, like ourselves, that help us with mental health? Do you want to go first?
For me, I love music.
Yes.
I'm just going to start there.
Yeah, me too.
I love music. And... I love...
Go my nose.
Ooh, girl, we are sick out here.
It's so ghetto. Like,
y'all don't... Please don't judge us, guys.
Like, oh my gosh. People are
like, sis, what's going on? I keep sniffing. I'm
like,
sniffing.
What the hell? This is
we are sick, but we love you guys, so we're doing this episode. So y'all better be thankful. I'm saying I love music. Mm. And to be quite honest, I love watching... dance videos. Whoever knows me knows I'm obsessed. Whoever's on my WhatsApp knows I'm like obsessed. You guys don't understand how my brain just shuts off from everything in the world and just focuses on how talented human beings are on this earth.
Mm.
Like, some people are just freaking amazing.
Mm.
So for me, when I'm just like, girl, this is the worst day of your life, you're gonna die, I'm like, nope. Where's my earphones? Beyonce, save me on this day.
Everyone,
like, my
like
earphones are
girls.
Loud. Shakira. Listen. So for me, music is kind of my escape. Music is my escape.
Mm.
And dance videos, like, they distract me from what I really am going through.
Mm.
My mind, then they calm me down so I can be like, okay, girl. Like, how are you going to deal with this? Like, in a rational mindset.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also, I write what I'm feeling.
Mm.
And then I just throw it away when I'm done. I feel like writing, for me, writing is like, okay, you're taking it out. You're like, okay, this is how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
And instead of just bottling it inside of you, which is very bad, write it down. You don't have to show people, like, okay, this one. No, you don't have to do that. You can keep it to yourself, like, as a diary if you want.
Mm.
But for me, I feel like throwing it away is the best. Because I don't know, it just feels better for me.
Mm.
And I just write it down, read it, go through it, like, process it. Like, this is what you're going through.
Yes.
You're going to get through it. You're strong. Yes. You know, get through it, and then it's done. Throw it away. And just having positive people around you.
Yes.
Literally, like, the people that I keep... Not everyone. Okay. Don't feel special. I love y'all. But special. Some people that I keep around me, I'm like, where would I be
without you?
Like, guys, don't understand this girl in front of me.
Oh, no, don't do this to me.
For real, guys, I'm not going to say anything besides that, but this girl
don't
right here.
Don't do this to me.
Y'all, literally, where would I be, guys?
Don't do this.
But that's what I'm just saying. Keep positive people around you, guys. Because when you have positive people around you, literally, your life will freaking be better. Amazing.
Yeah.
It will be amazing, but it will be better.
Yeah.
It will be better. How about you, sis?
For me, as I'm like you, I love music. You know this about me.
Girl.
I love music. I love reading about music. I love writing about music. I love everything that has to do with music. Yeah. Not that I'm talented in any way. So don't think I can sing.
We both
can't
sing.
Don't think anything. I can't play instruments. I can't do anything.
Yeah.
Which is bad. Which is sad.
I can fake that high note for you.
Oh my gosh, my life without music. Oh my God.
Literally.
Anyway, music has saved me in many ways that I was like, wow. And I've also kind of discovered ways, like, for example, just stretching.
Yeah.
Like, stretching, guys, stretching is so good. Like, oh my gosh, stretching is amazing. Stretching, or maybe reading a book. And sometimes, like, I'm a person, when I'm going through something, I either don't do anything or do a lot.
A lot, yeah.
So one thing I do is clean.
Girl, like, you're not that person.
Girl, I clean. Like, it gets to me. Like, even now, like, as cozy as my room looks, when I'm stressed, I will find something and it will be clean. I'm that kind of person.
Stop.
So I'm if something, a lot is happening, I'm just like, girl, clean, there's a speck on the floor, clean it.
clean it.
It needs to be spotless. And then the other thing is that sometimes, like, it has only happened a few times. Like, some days I'll be going through the most, and I'll just be like, you know what, just draw.
And
just
you,
wake up and
but
draw.
You do like that.
I like drawings. Like, yeah. I like looking at art. And also another thing that I love is watching music videos or movies and just seeing like how people get to put together such visuals. Like,
and the meanings behind them.
Like,
it's crazy.
Oh, it's so good. Like, okay, let me gush a bit. So, I don't know if Somi has watched this movie.
Okay.
But Uncut Gems.
Can I tell you guys? Pause. Okay. This girl has been talking about this movie for... If I can say a million, I can say a million years. Okay.
Oh,
she speaks
God,
about this movie
so
every day. Okay.
So,
and I like it just because there's one person that I like in it.
Did you watch
Adam Sandler. And Lakeith. I love Lakeith.
Did you watch it?
I didn't watch all of it. It's confusing as fuck. But I'm going to watch it again. I'm like, girl.
Like, I think, okay, maybe I'm selling it a bit too much.
Yeah. She loves it, guys.
But, like, there's something about this movie, like, it's so chaotic and just loud and busy.
Yeah.
Like, it's so, there's so much happening. Like, when I was watching, I was, like, so confused the first time. But, like, I was like, damn, it's really about a person who's addicted to gambling.
Mm.
It has to be confusing. It has to be chaotic.
Yeah.
It has to be loud. So how they've been able to depict it exactly the way that I would imagine
it's
it to be
beautiful.
Is perfect.
Mm.
And Adam Sandler, girl.
Wow. He's already a king. Like, want to do this to us.
You
for what
were,
reason?
He was acting.
For what reason?
A-C-T-I-N-G, honey.
Spell it.
Wow, he was acting.
Wow.
Anyway, I love doing that. And also, guys, something that has been really making me happy this entire week, because this week has been hell.
Wow, guys.
Is this other performance by Solange at Jimmy Fallon's show?
Uh-huh.
It was just a few selections of the songs from When I Get Home. And I've just been watching it I already watched it a million times now.
Yeah.
But I'm like, she's so beautiful. The talent is exuding.
Mm.
And what I'm seeing, I'm not deserving to see it.
Like,
thank you so much, Solange. Like, you know, I don't deserve this.
Yes.
But here you are, elevating my spirit.
Wow.
And I thank you so much for that, queen. And also, like, gushing about Beyonce. Like, a lot of y'all be like, y'all are so annoying. But
no,
guys. You don't understand, you guys.
You
this,
don't understand.
This makes me so happy, y'all. Like, you have no idea.
Do you
like,
know, guys.
Okay, let's not even start. Because
we're going to go on a tangent.
You know, but you know what? So those are the ways.
Tangent.
Anywho. those are the ways that we deal with mental illnesses. And
you guys should let us know how you guys deal.
Also, both of us, actually, we listen to podcasts a lot.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, we are podcast
She put me on to The Read, and I've never been off since
then. You guys actually need to check them out. Kid Fury and Crystal are just the amazing. They're funny, right?
Yeah.
But they have so much depth. And the way they speak about things, it's just like, comedians can actually be like people who aren't insensitive. Because comedians are always like,
yeah,
I make jokes because they're funny.
Yeah. Y'all taking it too seriously.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes jokes but are not
supposed to actually be funny without being a douchebag and a dick. You know?
Exactly.
But anyway, please check them out. The Read on... They actually have a show. Yes. The Read on Fuse. They do have episodes on YouTube.
I'm finna watch it.
Do have episodes on YouTube. I need to watch You're gonna literally binge watch.
I need it's to so watch good. It.
Anyway, guys, please check out The Read. And now we're gonna take a break and come back for our SWATs.
SWATs.
So guys,
welcome back. So guys, it's time for our SWATs.
The songs we are tuning. So what is your SWAT song?
So my SWAT is Diamonds by the Melanin Queens. Normani, the queen, the princess. And Megan
the Stallion.
Ooh. Which I stan a queen.
Ooh. So good.
I love her so much. Okay. So the song is Diamonds, like I said.
What a sickening song.
Wow.
Diamonds are expensive. Girl.
Okay, it's from the soundtrack of Birds of Prey. I just love that song, guys. It's really, like, even the video is really, really dope.
It's really like a bad bitch.
It's like girls, like, let's go out kind of song. Which you do with your girls before you go out. I love that song. Also, Mila put me on. I'm going to just put it out there. Mila put me on.
Also, I want to check out the Birds of Prey movie soon. So, yeah, I think it will be great. I mean, people are saying...
Who's that girl, the actor that acts as the main character?
You don't like Margot?
Margot, I'm sorry.
Anyway, you know, haters gonna hate. But, you know, Diamonds is a great song. And here is Diamonds. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Something good at me, I ain't afraid to catch a case. BBS is on me and I flirted out the face. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. I don't need you, I got flirted out baguettes. I don't need you, all my diamonds dripping wet. Shiro, bitch, don't try me, ho. Bad like a villain, I pop it and then I reload. All the best things in life come for free. But don't you think that applies to me? I do what I want cause I know that I'm hot. Ain't a band, but you know how I rock. Don't need no clippers to give you a chop. Took me to dinner, then I took a mile. I like it when you call me crazy. Long as you keep calling, baby. You think it's cute that I know how to shoot. Don't you scared if I point it at you. Broke up with my ex, dumped him in the text. Would wish you the best, but I already left. Date night with my bitches, getting real twisted. You know what you could do? Get my ass a bunch of kisses. I love me this much, my pear shape all dripped up, it's freezing in my body. Oh, diamonds are a girl's best friend. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Something good at me, I ain't afraid to catch a kiss. CBS is only enough. Whew, what a song.
What a song, guys. It's that is my so jam. It's so good.
Like, wow, Megan... And the flow she has on the song is really, like, wow.
And Normani, sis, you're taking over.
Amazing.
Did you see the cover on Rolling Stone?
Girl, that was amazing. Yeah, she's doing things now.
And they picked the right people.
Yeah, they do. Mm. They do. Also,
what's yours, girl?
Oh, so this song, right after the, like, on the day we were recording, I didn't know that the song was out, but the next day, I realized, oh my gosh, Moses Sumney has released a song.
Okay.
So I checked it out and I was like listening to it and wow, it was so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, it's what I needed to hear. And I listened to it throughout the day. When we released the episode, I listened to this whole, like this one song the whole day. Mm-hmm. I didn't even listen to our podcast that day. I was listening literally to this one song. And also today, which is a fantastic and amazing thing, Moses Sumney has finally released the part one of his album.
Wow.
King Cole has released an album. Bilal has released an album. So I'm very excited. As soon as Somi leaves, I am jamming.
She's and
also
like
last week, Tame Impala released an album. And wow, so good. But anyway, The song that I'm going to play is by Moses Sumney, and the song's name is Polly. It is written by him and produced by him, because he is sickening like
he
that.
He is that and artiste.
So here's Polly by Moses Sumney.
You remain in motion, bottom of the ocean. Not yet sick of sycophants telling you the true lies. Like no moon is high, hollow as a hallway. Your fist fits right through me. If I split my body into two men, would you then love me better? Octopus myself, so you weather this sea. Polly, sea. Polly, sea. See me. Dancing with me, or you just love dancing. Polly, Polly, Polly.
Beautiful song, guys.
So amazing.
I that song like sounds like a song that you would like lay in bed and just like
listen
process
it,
and
yes.
Listen to it. It's such a beautiful song,
and the
guys.
Lyrics are just amazing.
Wow.
And that is something that I've always admired about Moses Sumney, and it is his writing. He's amazing. He's an amazing writer. I love him so much.
It's a beautiful song.
So sadly,
it's
the end. Is the end, but we'll take a quick break before we say bye, and break it. We are back again.
Back, Langolo. Dick, I'm gonna keep making that joke.
So we want to thank you guys so much for
tuning in
to another episode of Couch Click.
Yep.
We would really appreciate if you guys sent us any feedback.
Yeah, we have an email address.
Yes, it's couchclick@gmail.com if you want to contact us. Or if you know us personally, obviously, you can
let us know.
And
tap, tap.
And on Facebook, on Twitter, wherever you know us personally. And we would love to see you guys comment, you know, add points or whatever. And also, if you guys have one songs for us to play here.
Yeah, or review
like,
anything like that.
Like, if
let
you
us
anything,
know.
Let us know. We'll speak about it here. So, we'll see you next.
Or any topic.
Yes, any topic.
Yeah.
So,
we'll see you next time, guys.
See you next time of Couch Click. Bye-bye.
Bye.